Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello and welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Freed. So good to be back here with you, Kay. We are post hometowns with a two episode week. So we were deciding, do we do one big episode or do we do two like medium sized episodes? And we came to the conclusion of medium, right?
I like two. I mean, I feel like they're so, both episodes are so different. You have.
Yes.
Fully in the show, and then you have let's talk shit with the girls, see what's going on. I cannot wait for tonight's episode.
Right, to combine them together, you're right. That's combining pizza with a deli sandwich. These are two different things.
Yeah.
This is, as Zach found out on his food tour of New York. It is just, it would do a disservice to the hometowns, which is always a fantastic episode to combine it with the Women Tell All, which is coming tonight. That's where our shit-talking session. We get to go into the Dome of the Undateables, as I call it, and see a studio audience. So let's get right into it. You ready?
Hometowns is your favorite episode, right?
I love Hometowns. Last night lived up to it. I love family members who don't want to be on TV being on TV. I just think that is the most... That is reality TV in its truest form. Like, you know, there's a happy medium. You know, there's I'm auditioning to be on Vanderpump, which is like I'm going to be the most, you know, I'm going to be the most, you know, the cartoon of myself.
Yeah.
And then there's like these people, the families that went on, like, you know, I believe Ariel's brother is Ariel's brother that we saw on TV. I don't like that guy wasn't auditioning. He didn't make a tape,
no.
You know? And so I just love the dynamic between, you know, the daughter or the son who is playing a version of themselves. I don't think all of them are 100% being them completely, combined with their family who they can't act in front of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you see them, you know, I know from doing stand up, if your parents are in the front row, it's a little ridiculous. They're like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I love the hometowns as well, but the Women Tell All is where it's at for me.
Yeah.
The
glow ups, the, you know, and also like we're going to get to it a little bit later, but the scenes from the episode, you're like, I didn't realize there was so much like stuff to talk about. Like it seems like people are,
yeah,
but I guess you come on the Women Tell All being like, okay, what's my thing, what's my moment?
I mean, that's how Kate got on to Paradise, is because she didn't really have much of a moment during Clayton's season, but she went on, but at the Women Tell All she all of a sudden had so many things to say, and then it brought her to Paradise.
She's like, this is the character I shall be playing if you bring me on to Paradise. An audition almost. So let's get to the hometowns. Did you enjoy this episode, Kay?
Yeah, I like this episode. I thought, man, I loved Ariel's family. That is chef's kiss.
The mom didn't say one word. I loved it.
Not one.
I loved it. Okay, let's get into it.
All right, so we have made it to hometowns. Zach fingers a tree, gets grilled by Ariel's brother, and watches Charity cry the entire time, and builds a future with Katie. Oh, sorry. And builds furniture with Katie. It's early here, so.
It's okay. It's okay. They built a future and the furniture.
And the furniture. Here we go.
In building the furniture, they built a future. Yeah. No, I what did you call this episode?
I called it Home Frowns. I think watching Charity go home was really hard, because I was like, damn, I had high hopes for her. I thought they had a really good connection. But at the same time, you know, like we're watching him with these four girls, and I truly did not know who he would send home.
I had no idea. I thought it was going to be Gabby just because their connection seems so surface level. But like, I was surprised to see Charity going, but I guess, yeah, I wouldn't have been surprised with Gabby. I was surprised with Charity. I called it the brothers meet the bot.
I mean, he's a bot.
And then every woman had a brother. And
oh yeah,
three out of the four grilled him. Katie's brother didn't grill him, but it seemed like Katie's mom and, you know, the seance of aunts, the council of aunts took Zach aside. And so he didn't have to deal with the brother on Katie's end. But the, you know, Charity's brother, Gabby's brother, and
Ariel's
brother. And they were all equally intimidating.
Yeah, I agree. I think they were all, and they all asked really good questions. You don't always get hometowns where the family members are asking legitimate questions. And I think, man, he should have studied.
Well, we're going to get to each brother, but I have this is a tease to my would you rather. This is kind of on the subject, but okay. So we start hometowns with Gabby. We go to Pittsford for Vermont. It looked the most Vermont. And I've been to Vermont. Vermont, I'm from outside of Boston, so I'm from the New England area, but Vermont's like kind of the farthest away. It's the part of New England I relate to the least. It's some parts of Vermont feel more Canadian than American. I've been to Burlington, which is like one of the more beautiful places that you could ever, you know, visit. But I don't know if every part of Vermont looks like Vermont, but like, this was Hallmark movie Vermont.
I've never been to Vermont, and I don't think I've even met anyone from Vermont. Like, truly. I forget that it exists. I saw the VT on here in our notes, and I was like, I don't think that's Virginia, but I forget that Vermont exists.
Yeah, I have been, and it is obviously gorgeous, but it just, even the family looked Vermont. Like, they're in a cabin. I don't know if it was really their home. I know sometimes they find like an Airbnb to put them in, but they're all in the sweaters. The dog is in the sweater. Like, this is like, it just looked like everyone was going to cozy, cuddly up, and we start with them doing the maple syrup thing, which is like, you gotta do. It is funny that Gabby talks like she's some sort of maple syrup
expert.
Sommelier. Yeah.
I know.
Like, just because you're from a place doesn't mean you're just like you're, oh, the nodes of syrup are in here. Like, I don't buy it, but she did put him through a tasting. What did you think of the syrup date?
The gag of that is that he picks the syrup like, that, you know, we grew up with, like, the chemical syrup. He's like, this is the one. And she's like, what?
Zach is like the human embodiment of like Kraft singles in the fridge. Like, it is just like, yeah, we had, you know, Kraft singles and, it just feels like everything in his house was, and she even says it, high fructose corn syrup. Like, everything in, you know, it feels like
he's
just a, yeah, he feels very much a product that you've seen the commercial of 1,000 times on Saturday morning TV.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I thought that was the best part, just watching him, taste these syrups and just coincidentally picking the one that is not like an actual maple syrup.
Right. It just, you know, again, this goes to like these, you know, Zach is very surface level. We don't know very much about him, you know, and I saw someone commented, they're like, oh, you guys, you look too much into this. And it's like, well, that's what we're kind of, that's
supposed
what they pay us the big bucks to do. Yeah. They're like, oh, it's just Zach being Zach. Well, it's like, this is how I would judge someone like Zach. It's very much like you get what you see. It's not, you know, you go for sushi, he's going to go, what's sushi? I like California rolls. And you're like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, you know, I think when she saw him, or when he picked that syrup, I think she got like a little bit of an ick. Like I could see right. it in her face.
right.
I could see it in her face. So she was like, that's not, huh?
Right.
Like she was legitimately confused.
right. How could you think this is the same as that? And I've had that moment. You go for dinner with someone, you go, wait a minute, how could you think these two are the same? You know, I don't, so we go to the nighttime with the family and comfy, cozy family. Her sister's 2 years older. The sister's engaged. And she said something that is one of those things I never knew until I got into the dating podcast world or heard from mm-hmm. friends getting married. This idea that she's like, I want to be having a kid at the same time as my sister. That I've heard this before.
but for what reason? That's what I don't understand. It's like, okay.
I do understand. I do understand it. I mean, I've had a lot of friends who, when they get married, they're like, well, when's the group getting married? Like, this is kind of how it goes. Like, where it's like, you know, I had a friend whose wife was like, I don't want to be walking with the stroller alone while I have the time off from work or whatever, like when I, you know, doing the, you know, and I was like, oh, I never thought of it that way. And like,
misery,
I guess
misery
like,
loves
I,
company.
Okay. No,
sorry.
Kids, K.
I can't
get rid of her hate of the idea. But she said this.
No, I didn't really think about it because I'm like, I don't know. I guess I must have like completely put this out of my mind. But that's interesting, but they're 2 years apart, so it's not that big of a gap. But Gabby is how old?
I don't even know.
I don't think she's, I'm going to see, I don't think she's, I think late 20s maybe.
Well, however old she is, if you, I do understand, you know, we talk a lot of shit about like how ridiculous it is for some of these people to come on the show and get engaged right away or want to get engaged right away. When Gabby said like, my sister's married, like, and she literally says, I see myself, you know, going through life at the stages that my sister's going through. And it's like, okay, that's her kind of why, you know, like
yeah.
why is she on the show or why she's
Gabby's 25.
25 and her sister's 27 or, you know, so, you know, I just know, I remember like my brother, his first friend to get engaged. He was like, oh, the first one to get engaged. I go, here we go. Now it starts. I was like, it won't be, the second one will come quicker than you thought. And the third one will come even quicker than that. And it just takes one domino to fall.
That's so interesting. I mean, yeah, me and my girlfriends, I get worried every time they go out on like a second date. And I'm like, don't do it.
She's leaving. Like, she's gone.
Don't do it, because we'll get, you know, I think we're waiting for the relationships. So, mm-hmm. you know, if a girl's starting to see a guy, it's like, all right, well, I can't be the last one.
On single island, men feel the same way about virginity. I can't be the last one. So we meet the family. The brother, everyone's comfy, cozy, except Gabby's brother looked like he was like, he scared the shit out of me. He just had quite a stare to him.
Yeah. And looked kind of, Gabby and her sister look very similar.
Exactly alike.
Copy paste versions of each other. And then you have the brother, and I'm like, yeah, I mean, I'd be intimidated. I don't know. I agree with you, have all the other brother, like each brother was pretty intimidating.
Right. As Gabby's brother looked like the guy who would be responding on Twitter to, like, angrily. Like he just had that, like, he had middle-aged Twitter avatar face.
Yeah.
So he pulls him aside and, you know, asks all the questions and stuff. And then we meet the dad, who's like big romantic teddy bear, who, you know, and the mom didn't say much. It felt like they got along well. It felt like Zach was comfy in that surrounding.
He did see that. I think this was the easiest round of family members for him to get through. I think it seemed this was way more laid back than all of the than the other three.
The other three. And I think also when Gabby and him go out and talk outside, Gabby does give a like this like she does this like crying thing. She's like, I wish you could stay. And you're like, well, I'm not staying. What?
Like, I have like three other girls to date. Like, I can't. Yeah.
This isn't even how the show works. What are you even talking about? And it's like, and I guess to me now looking back, you're like, okay, I think Zach kind of likes that idea of being
wanted.
Wanted, needed. Like, oh, please, Jay, I need, you know, it felt like it worked into Zach's kind of, you know, his, what gets him going.
I mean, I think that's what it shows with like throughout all of his relationships on the show is that as long as they are over the top into him and showing him that all the time, he's like, yeah, you can stay. But the second anybody questions or makes a ruffle, it's like, no, I can't. So I think he really needs that validation, I guess.
Yeah, like it's almost it's a weird thing to get off to someone like being like in need of you. But I guess it's not that weird. I can understand that.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist and Cheirosa 59 Perfume Mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
So we go to New York. Zach in New York.
Has he never been?
I mean, he looks like that college friend who visits and sleeps on your couch that would never, doesn't know. Is like, whoa, it's big. Like, it just has no New York to him.
Right. And it was really funny because when Ariel and Zach were walking through getting ready to go into the West Village, like right when they get there, it reminded me of the scene. I don't know if you've seen Wonder Woman 1984.
I have.
But so it's like when Wonder Woman, when she brings out Chris Pine and he's seeing everything for the first time and she's like, oh, they're breakdancers or this is art. He goes, oh, yeah, that's art. Yeah, sure. And Ariel's like, so now we're approaching the West Village. And he goes, oh, the West Village. Got it.
Yeah, right.
It just seemed like he was born 5 minutes ago.
Right. It was Captain America getting defrosted and seeing what New York is like now. Yeah.
Yes. Hello. Exactly.
Yeah. He's from another time. It's just this like Pennsylvania, you know, suburban, just bumpkin, you know? Yeah. And even the way they're dressed, like he's dressed for Vermont still, but he's in it. You know what he looked like? He looked like the guy who came in New York City for New Year's Eve and wore the suit coat because he's like, I'm in New York, gotta wear the blazer. You know, like it just like,
yes.
It wasn't like he dressed what he thought New York should be, and it just kind of missed by a little. Like, Ariel's dressed for like catch brunch in the West Village. She's got like the black boots on, the heels. She's got the tight dress on. She's dressed for like, we're going to do bottomless mimosas. And he's dressed for like, you guys have bottomless mimosas here? You know, like it's just very...
Very Austin. Yeah. Very, like...
right.
I'm like, you live in a big city. Like, what's... I don't understand.
It's just... It different. Did, you know, it was just different. It just looked like he was in the wrong background. You know, back... It didn't match him. So they go to Ben's Pizza, which I was surprised... I mean, to not go to Joe's, to
I
go
know.
To
I
Ben's...
I know, I was like, or to John's at least. Like, you gotta go to one of the... Who's Ben?
I mean, I know Ben's because it's next to the Comedy Cellar, and anytime I've gotten drunk enough at the Comedy Cellar and I don't feel like walking to Joe's, I go to Ben's, and it's always... Like, listen, I'm not going to talk shit on Ben's. Ben's is pretty good. It serves a purpose. I was just very much surprised by that response. Weren't
you? Is this a deal breaker with Ariel? Be honest.
Well, I was...
She takes you on your first date to Ben's Pizza, and you're like, excuse me?
What are we doing here? Yeah, no, Ariel... There's a lot of different things that Ariel... We're going to get to the deli scene. Ariel brings him to Ben's, shocker of the century, and then they go to Sarge's Deli for deli. What did you think of Zach? I mean, I have never been more excited. I thought Ariel was hitting on me by bringing him to the deli. Like, I was like, are you trying to say something to me, Ariel? Is this... you like deli? What? Excuse me? I'm blushing.
I mean, I love Adele. He'd never had a... What did he have? He had like a pastrami.
Tongue sandwich. She got... Tongue? She got... I think she got corned beef and he got tongue. He looked at the tongue like... The way Zach responds to Jews, I'm like in... Like I could... I was like, I've never felt so foreign to someone. Like... He's like, I understand your people. And it's like... We're not an alien race. Like, there's Jews amongst you.
I know.
Like,
but...
it was like, you know, some people, you know, I remember, like, I've always been around Jews in general. There's some people that have always been around Jews, and it's not a big deal. It's a weird thing, because to some people, it's, oh, yeah, my neighbor was Jew. Not a bit, whatever. They did Hanukkah, we did Christmas. Like, it's not like a thing. And then you meet people who have... You meet people who have never, who have no relation to any Jews, and you feel it right away. Like you, like they go, like, oh, is this? So, what is this? So, do you celebrate Christmas? And you're like, are you serious? Like, I'm always like, really? This you've not like I like you always hear these stories, and it's not. And I'm not gonna say it's always like you just. I'm saying, like, you hear these stories, and I'm not saying this is, like, something you hear a lot, but once in a while you hear a story about, like, someone going to college, and they meet, you know, their new roommate, and the roommate's like, where's your tail? And you're like, what?
Like, I honestly, before I moved to New York, I don't think I had met anybody who was Jewish before
really?
I moved to New York. Yeah, I mean, I lived in, like, Cincinnati, and then I went to school in Kentucky, like,
but there, also, you know, but there's communities in every place. I don't know. Yeah, it's interesting to me. But I can always when it, Zach just.
But then
feels
I worked
like that,
at Betches and
right.
Everybody was Jewish.
Then you found out real quick about a camp
I was like,
friend.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah, Zach just rings as one of those people who's like, what? So tell me, what did you do on a Sunday? It's like the same fucking thing as you. Like, I can't believe. So they get tongue sandwich. Tongue is delicious. And then they get, I love that they made them eat gefilte fish, which is like.
Oh, yeah. What is that?
Gefilte fish is, I think it's made from carp, but it's basically like a fish meatball. And you eat it cold and you have it with horseradish and it's served at Passover. And it's not something you would get at a deli. Like, that is like, it seemed like they were just like, we got to fuck with this guy who's never met a Jew, which I love. Like, like if you, this is the thing, the deli order that they did, it had to have been, this is an order to fuck with Zach, because If it's Ariel's order, we are two different people, and I don't know if we can ever meet. Because if I'm in that deli.
On a random Wednesday, she's eating gefilte fish.
Gefilte fish? And then he goes, he tries it, and he's like, oh, it's good. It's like, you liar, dude. No one likes gefilte fish. We eat it because we're starving at Passover, and we just want to eat a fucking meal. And we can't eat bread. And, you know, like gefilte fish is always eaten when you're... You eat it because there's no other option. You're not opting for gefilte fish. So when I saw the gefilte fish in the tongue, I was like, oh, they're just trying to fuck with this guy. If I'm there, I mean, listen, if Ariel's listening right now, my deli order, you're gonna walk away a different person. You're gonna be changed. You will be like, this guy gets it. I'm telling you, I'm getting pastrami.
I need to know. I need to know. What's the deli order?
Here's what we're getting. We're getting a latke for the table. Well done. We're getting a steak fry. Well done. We're both getting Diet Dr. Brown's because we're staying healthy. Diet Dr. Brown's cream soda. Diet Dr. Brown's the raspberry soda. Okay, now we're also going to get corned beef sandwich, pastrami sandwich. We cut them each in half. We switcheroo. You get a part of my corned beef. I get part of your pastrami. Now, that's like my Lady and the Tramp. That's me eating, sharing the spaghetti, the noodle.
I'm like salivating right now.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Keep going.
We're getting a plate of pickles. Where was the plate of pickles? Where is the new pickles all the way down to the full sours? I want a full plate of pickles, and I want all the ranges of pickling on the cucumber. I'm getting a chopped liver side, okay? You got to get a chopped liver side, and then if that would probably be the order that for two people.
I'm panicked.
Right. There's a lot of women right now listening to this podcast very wet. And I'm sorry. I had to mess up your undies. I'm sorry.
No, I
that's
love
my
these.
Order.
Like, you have me with the sandwich and the switcheroo because I love to split and try something else. You know what
you
I mean?
You got to try
don't
it
want
all.
A whole sandwich of what I ordered. Like, we have to share.
Right. And we got a full thing of mustard at our side, like at the ready to squeeze. You get a mustard. I get a mustard. Brown mustard. So...
Ariel, if you're listening.
And a matzo ball soup. And a matzo ball soup. I almost
Ooh,
forgot
yeah.
the most important. And if they have, what's the soup of the day? I'm always asking, what's the soup of the day? If it's split pea, definitely getting it. If it's if it's borscht, I would try it, but I'm not a borscht guy.
Wow. I've learned so much. Honestly, right. I've learned so much. We can end it here.
This
I know,
is the end of the podcast.
I know. I've seen what I needed to see.
I'm going to Katz's straight from here. It's freezing out. Today is like a perfect deli day. It's snowing here. You should see a little tiny dusting of snow.
My roommate Chelsea's in New York right now for the next 2 weeks. So
really?
Yeah, if you have a show, I'll hook her up.
Our former co-host, Fat Carrie Bradshaw's favorite person in the entire world.
In the world. I had to give her one of my winter jackets because she doesn't own one.
Hilarious. That is a very LA. Okay,
I know.
So we get to the most important part of the day. I'm sorry, we've digressed on deli for a long time. I'm sure I'll receive some DMs. now the meeting with the family. What did you think? They go to a Brooklyn winery.
Yeah.
And they meet up with the dad, the brother, the brother's wife, and the mom.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, you're not meeting in a New York City apartment.
No.
You're not filming in a New York City apartment.
Three cameras. Yeah.
Where? That'll take up the entire place. Right. But I loved the whole family was like, exactly what I pictured. And I remember her from the other night doing the voice of her dad and spot on. Now everything like makes sense.
Spot on. It all made sense. You know, she talked about before they got there, they go to a speakeasy, which Ariel explained what a speakeasy was to Zach. I mean, that this is what we call a speakeasy. That moment, I was like, wait a minute. Do you think he doesn't know, or do you... You're not like, if I was with on a date with someone who might not know what a speakeasy is, I'm like, I don't know if we should be together. Like,
there are certain things that you have to know. You have to know right. the Kardashians in order. You have to know what a speakeasy is.
Yeah.
And you have to know, like, you know what I mean?
Yes. The parents were exactly what I expected. I loved it. The dad was great. The accent, the mom didn't speak. I love that she was wearing sunglasses at the dinner table, as my mom would do. It just had the look. I was like, this is, you know, it just looked like a woman who might have recently gotten her eyes done and was like, I got to keep the glasses on. You know, like, it was just perfect. And then the brother pulls him aside for the real tough talk.
Yeah.
And the brother conversation, you know, the brother, Bobby, Ariel's brother, did come off like a little, like, in my mind, like, I get why he's doing this, but like,
sure,
it was a moment of like, he made the birthday thing so dramatic. It's like, we get it. I agree. But you're just trying, to me, that's a little bit of a gotcha thing. He's trying to embarrass Zach.
He's trying to embarrass him, but I would be mad at my brother if I had a brother that did. I'd be like, come on, like, let's not. But at the same time, you think about, like, in real life, you think mm-hmm. about the questions that he's asking, and Zach's responses to everything that he was saying were just so flat. Everything he said, her brother was like, well, what makes you, why should Ariel choose you?
Right.
And he was like, well, you know, I have a big heart. And, you know, I'm going to make sure whoever I choose is, which is like, you should just be like, if Ariel and I are together, not whoever I choose knows right. that. And then he goes, and I'm a good cook. Tries to like make a joke at the end. Joke doesn't land. Well,
that's the thing. He's trying to do what he does with the women with a dude. Like he speaks in these 36,000 feet language. Oh, big heart, my best friend. And he's like, and you can see, like, you're casting your spell on the wrong person right now. Like,
know your
that
audience.
Wouldn't work. Yeah, know your audience. And I'm a good cook. You think this brother fucking gives a shit in New York City about who's a good cook? He's like, fuck you. Well, we order from the deli. What are you talking about? Right, like all the romanticism goes away. Like, and I will say, you mentioned something very specific and right, is he does the same thing with the brother that he does with the dad. He keeps referencing this, well, there's other women. Well, if I choose her. He did it with the dad too.
Yeah.
You know, Felix comes in. Felix with a K. Love it.
Incredible.
They looked like former Soviet hitmen. Like, it was like, it was just, the look was perfect. And Felix even says along the lines of, like, you know, is trying to, like, feel him out too. And Zach plays, the game is still going on for Zach. There's no personal touch. There's no, why. And that's why I was, like, kind of surprised he didn't send Ariel home too. Like, I could have seen Ariel or Gabby going home, because mm-hmm. the way he spoke to Ariel's family was very much, she's one of four. And I can't tell you, a lot can change in 2 weeks. I think when he says that, it's like, a lot can change for me and her, like in Ariel. Because this is kind of a late love, so to speak, as he did say earlier in the episode. Okay, well, maybe we'll even go even further than I could imagine, but I don't think he imagines a future with her.
No, I don't think he does either, but it really makes it hard for the parents and the siblings to hear that stuff when he's not, exactly what you said, the personal touch. There needs to be like a, well, when I choose Ariel, if I choose Ariel, like,
right.
use her name, not whoever I choose or whoever the right. end may be, or like whenever that, you have to think about that kind of stuff. Because if my parents heard that, they'd be like, there is right. no one else.
Right, right. Well, that's the thing. There's a true skill that I think very difficult to have, of dating four people while making the family feel like you have a personal connection with mm-hmm. their daughter. Like, and he doesn't, he didn't do that with Ariel
no.
at all. So we now go down to Georgia. We're going to go to Columbus, Georgia, and it's Charity's hometown date, and Charity says they meet up, and Charity's like, we are going to a tailgate-style party with my whole family. Just directly to the family.
Yeah. No waiting. We're just going. Also, it wasn't giving tailgate. Like, they were at a sit-down, a full table, like... Like,
what tailgate has a long table like it's the Last Supper?
Just because there's macaroni and cheese doesn't mean it's a tailgate.
Right. It is. I gotta say, the family was like, that dad I wanted to give a hug to.
I love him.
Talk about cozy. The way he spoke, I was like, get in here, Papa Bear. Like, didn't you love... I just was like, I was so into the whole Charity family.
I was too. I really loved her brother. Man, the look on her brother's face when she walked in, he's like, Charity. Like,
right.
But I feel that's how Charity is. She's very animated, very like almost Disney-like.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
And her mom, like the way they were like, the way she speaks, they're so similar to each other. It's very interesting.
You know, yeah, there's certain people that are Disney that you roll your eyes at, and I mm-hmm. don't do that with, and Charity's like not, is the version you don't, where you go, oh, I believe it. I buy it all.
Yeah.
You know, and I will say it was, the one thing that felt very much why Zach ended it with Charity, it felt like everyone was like very worried about Charity going through another bad breakup.
I know. Yeah.
That was like the subject of conversation with her friends. That was the subject. Her brother crying and being like, it felt like they had all been through a breakup with her.
And it must have been a tough one.
Something. I mean, it must have been tough because it felt like they were all on different group chats that were just as difficult as all the other group chats. Like,
mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, if we have painted a profile of Zach of like running away from any form of difficulties, and he goes to the family and we're feeling it on TV, and he goes, and the whole family's like, we don't want to go through another one of those. And he's probably like, didn't it feel like that was like all everyone talked about?
It felt very strange, like more than the usual, she's been through a lot here and there, but it's felt like a collective, all right, let's make sure that this dude isn't going to fuck her over, because not only is she going to go through the breakup, how are we going to handle her when she goes through that breakup?
Right. And even when he broke up with her, it felt like it was like a moment for her where she even on that bench, she even felt like it was like, oh, I'm okay. I can go through this. Like it was like,
yeah.
Oh, I'm better at the breakups now. Like I'm not like ruined as I may have been in the past.
I'm curious to like how it must have been really bad.
Right. Every single person she's talked to mm-hmm. was like, are we going to be okay? And then they went line dancing afterwards, which was
cute.
You know, Georgia and fun. And then we go to Katie's hometown, which is, she moved to Austin 3 weeks ago, which, you know, more and more her moving to Austin 3 weeks ago is like, are you stalking him? Have you guys met before?
Yeah, it's
what's
strange.
Going on?
It's strange. It's like,
that's your theory.
It's a good move because like, you know, she kind of, if she planned this out, if she's like, okay, I'm going to be on The Bachelor, let me get my ass to Austin because then I have an advantage.
Yeah.
Honestly, I loved how she did the date too. This is, I want.
That's been I've been talking about this for years, the reality suite.
Yeah.
The reality suite. I said, years ago, I was like, how can we change the show, get rid of the fantasy suite and have the reality suite? Have them put IKEA furniture together and have them live like, let's live a life. Like, and she did it. And honestly, it worked. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just, it was like, It did feel like they were, and he even says, he's like, this is what life would be like together. It felt very comfortable. Like, she knew how to play to his, like, this is what, I think Zach does want to play house a little bit. They played house.
They totally played house. I mean, like, I would do anything to have a guy come over here and fix my curtains. I'd be like, yeah, come over, watch a movie. And then I have a few, just a few things I need you to do. I need to hang this. I need you to fix these. I need you to change that light bulb.
This is where someone dating me would get the ick. I would walk in and be like, well, what's a hammer? What's, you know, I
he's never fixed a thing in his life.
Right. She'd be like, let's put together the bookcase. And I'd be like, yeah, let's put it together. And I'd be on my phone. She'd be like, why are you on your phone? I'd be like, oh, I'm calling the Task Rabbit. He's coming over in 10 minutes. Like, that's how I do it. Like, this would be the moment. We'd be like, oh, so this is the type of guy you are. And I'd be like, yes, it is.
Honestly, that is the type of woman I am. I will pay for convenience. For anything. I don't need to do that.
I am really good at paying someone to do something. You know, so I and it would just be me with my feet up on the table on my phone while another stronger, better looking guy puts together the bookcase with Katie.
Have fun. I'll have my wine.
Right.
It'll be a cute day. We can watch them put the bookcase together.
Right. Hey, I ordered deli. I got two different types of sandwiches. You know, that would be my
The one thing that I feel like Katie didn't quite think through was she bought a mattress. She could easily have gotten a mattress sponsor after this season.
Right.
We don't need to be buying furniture right now and you're just coming off a season of The Bachelor.
Yeah, she made a lot of purchases that she doesn't need to make right now. So we did the whole hometown, help me move in. I thought it worked. Like, just they felt like a couple to me. And then they go to her mom and her aunts and her brother. And it's very nice, but basically the idea, Katie's basically saying, like, my mom, you know, all the men in my life have let me down.
Yeah, except for her brother. That was it. I was like, damn, that's a lot of pressure. Which,
it's a lot of pressure.
Which, if she would have said that to Zach, which I don't think she said it out loud, I think he would have, like, panicked.
Right. And Zach, it felt like he was, like, doing okay there. Like, I mean, the mom seemed to like him, but, like, the mom, you know, she definitely had him at arm's length and was like, listen, great guy, but who knows? You know, like, she's playing the cynic, which I totally understand. But it was like they do the group hug. She's talking to the aunts, you know, like, they're just like, it was, you know what it was? Remember when Katie had her mom and aunt there?
Oh, yeah. What was her name? Aunt Lindsay.
Aunt Lindsay. And they were, like, grilling Greg Grippo and, like, really getting it. And it's like, this was, like, that but nice. Like, do that, but, like, it was the fun version of that.
There's definitely a line where you can be for real and, like, ask tough questions, but there's a way to do it so that you're not, you know, coming off like a dick or embarrassing the person that you're trying to represent. Yeah, exactly.
So then we go to the rose ceremony and Charity goes home. And that was, what did you think of the rose ceremony? Any thoughts?
I mean, I don't know. I think it was sad to see Charity go home and, like, watching her leave and him, like, you know, explaining, like, you're really saying all these again with the nice things and the you're this. And she's like, stop.
Right.
Like, she enough. I was like, she's like, I don't need this. Like, let's move on. So I'm hoping we see, you know, Charity in Paradise or something, because I think she has a lot to give. What did you think about the rose ceremony?
It was surprising. I honestly, you know, just seeing, I thought Gabby was going to go home. I was surprised by it. I guess looking back, that's the reason, you know, you make your theories looking backwards, you know, based on what we saw. And I'm like, I guess the only reason could be that the whole family is like, hey, this is, we don't want to go through another breakup. And that's, Zach felt that, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what he's thinking.
Yeah.
let's do some categories. You ready?
Yeah, let's do it. Would you rather? Do you want to go first?
Okay, I'll go first. Put these in order on in what you'd want most to the what you want the least.
Ooh, okay.
So you get questioned by a brother, a sister, a mother, a friend, an aunt, a father.
Ooh, okay. So
you're most... at the hometown, and who you would most want to get grilled by, you know, one person pulls you aside, and it's one of these people. What's the one you would be happy you got, and what's the one you'd be like, oh, fuck?
The one I'd be happy that I would get is the father. I would nail that, period.
I agree. Dads are way easier than maybe people think.
Yes, because they're used to dealing with the moms.
Right.
They're wise. You know, they're like, I feel like they are, I feel like if I had a dad, like a father pull me aside, I feel like I could, that would be my ideal. The one I'd be worried about the most is probably, I don't know between the mom or the sister. It really just depends because those I just feel like could be really protective. And because we're both women, we know things about each other that,
right.
You know what I mean? Like women know women things, guy know guy things. So like, you're like, I know what we do. I know what you're doing.
That's the thing. I think it's funny that our answers are going to differ because of where we're coming from. Like I, as a guy, like my biggest fear is probably the brother or an aunt who's been recently divorced. I wouldn't want either of them.
Yeah.
Like no,
the aunt would be hard.
Friend, I could charm the friend. That'd be okay.
Yeah.
Unless it's, I'd be okay with the friend. The one I'd want the most, I think, is the mom because you do what you do with the daughter with the mom. I would put on
exactly
the show I just put on for the daughter. So I think I'd be okay with the daughter. You know, it's funny that the dad to me would be in the middle of this, you know, what's it, of this
spectrum,
right, for me. Because the dads also don't want to have to think of the reality of the situation with their daughter, I would assume.
Yeah.
You know, the brother is young enough where, or just is, you know, to be like, okay, listen, I'm trying to fuck too. Like, you know, like
yeah,
that's.
I get it.
That's what the brother, that's why you can't charm the brother. Like, you know, you can't.
Yes.
There's no spell to put on them.
No, yeah, they're too, it's too close. And same with the sister. It's too like.
Right. In the same
way,
right?
All the shit that we're doing, I'm doing it too. So right. You can't pull it fast on me.
Right. All right, what was
yours? That was a good one. Would you rather have your family not accept your significant other on TV, like kind of grill them to a pulp, or have a family that just lets you marry someone who they don't think is right for you just to keep it kosher on TV?
I'd rather the family that grills me. I think you're going to get to know each other better. I think you're going to get like hard talks, you know, are better in the long run. I don't want a passive aggressive family to, you know,
no.
I don't want to deal with like, you know, apathy to me is just no fun. The brother who comes at you, it's like, okay, I get where at least I know where the brother comes from. The person that doesn't say anything, you go, okay, this is all a mystery. This kind of scares me even more. What do you
think? I know. Yeah. I don't know. I think I would, I think I'd rather have the family who's grilling as well, just because like, you know, let's keep this as real as possible. I mean, I don't need you to fake something out on TV and then me like make a bad decision. And like, told you so. It's like,
right.
Well, no, you didn't.
No,
you didn't tell me.
You didn't tell anybody anything.
Now I look like an idiot. Wish you told me.
Right, I would rather, it's like a Band-Aid. Rip it off. Let's get into this.
Yeah.
All right, fantasy suite, hometown, send home. This is our version of Fuck, Marry, Kill, okay?
Yeah.
City family like Ariel, okay? So they're city family.
Mm-hmm.
Southern family, Charity. Woods family, mountain family, Gabby. So, because it is interesting that, I mean, this shows us that Zach really is like a blank canvas. Mm-hmm. How different the
all
women
three.
That you went to see. He went to every type of family. So what mm-hmm. did you think? What would you do? Fuck, marry, or fantasy suite, hometown, send home.
I would do... I would send home the Woods family. I'm not a Woods girl. I would send home right. Gabby's family.
Right, Vermont. And it's not Gabby's family generally. We're just saying
no. That, yeah, just
the family of the Woods. Yeah.
Yeah. I would send home the Woods family. I would marry the city family, and then marry the city family and fuck the Southern family or fuck not.
Fantasy suite.
And not, oh my gosh, I'm getting all of them wrong. So send home Woods family, fantasy suite Southern family, and hometown city family.
We're locked up. I'm the same.
Yeah.
Same. I agree. The, you know, I it may be because I, you know, we both live in cities that this is the way we answer.
Yeah.
I gotta say, Charity's hangout, the hang at Charity's house or wherever they were, it was nice. I like that.
I did too.
But I don't know if I could do it every weekend.
No. No, I could not. No big long tables, please.
No. Top contestant.
I think it's Katie. I think Katie's the top contestant. They did the... What do you call it? The reality or what did you call it?
The reality suite.
Reality suite. I think she's in a big big lead, especially what did she say? She was like, I see my future with him. She's like, I like him so much. Like she genuinely likes this dude. I mean, for real.
Totally agree. And I answered this wrong. I answered it for myself. I answered Ariel, but Katie, he was even speaking in more specific terms about Katie to Katie's family than he was to the other families about their daughters.
I wonder if he learned a lesson but we don't know which order they actually filmed these in.
Well, she did say, Gabby did say, I'm the first one.
Oh, okay. So, never mind.
No, but I don't know about the rest of them. I just know that it was said on Gabby's that she was the first one. But, I'm with you. The way he spoke with Katie's family just felt more personal than the other ones. So I think she's definitely in the lead. IG Rising Star.
Same thing. I saw this dog all over Twitter.
Gabby's dog. Gabby's dog is about to get a lot of free sweaters sent their way.
Immediately. Get the Instagram account, Gabby, if you don't have one already, because it's time.
Yeah. Do you want to pay a mortgage with your dog's Instagram account? Get it going. It's time.
Also,
let's do it.
I wanted a one-on-one with the dog and Zach. Dogs are great judge of character. I want to see how they
Zach
got along.
Zach didn't get near that. Well, how does the dog get along with the vacuum cleaner? Because it's probably similar to how the dog would get along with Zach.
A robot.
So... Paradise pick, or no, villain of the week. I had whoever made the deli order. they fucked with Zach, which I appreciated, but bad deli order.
That's an incredible villain. Wow.
Right.
I just said Bobby. I don't think Bobby's an actual villain, like Ariel's brother. I don't think he's an actual villain, but I do think out of all the people we met, all the characters we met on the show last night, that he was the toughest.
Well, I agree. I think he was.
Respectfully, though. Like, I think he, I don't know. I liked what he did, but I still think I was like, did we have to go that far? I don't know.
Well, listen, I think he was, if I met Bobby and I found out he was a guy who likes to be right, I wouldn't be surprised. You know, if I met him, you know, like, because everything he said, like, yeah, dude, of course he doesn't know her birthday. Of course, you know, like, Everything he did is like kind of the easiest thing to make it so he's right and Zach is wrong. Because it's like, yeah, but you're also on a show that is ridiculous. So like you can't, so in the grand scheme saying like, can you really marry someone after 2 months? It's like, of course not. You know, but like that's the show.
But
so
that's the whole point. Right,
there's no context or nuance to what he's kind of getting him on.
Yeah.
Which is fun, but like I don't, you know, if that's what he does in real life, you'd be like, oh, okay. So now I get why he did that to Zach on TV. You know, mm-hmm. like, and there are those people. There are those people that kind of like ignore the environment to get you on the thing they know that the internet will agree with them on.
Yeah.
So, and he kind of did that.
He did.
But no, I don't think he's a, you know, an ass. I just think he, you know, he did what brothers do. I get it.
I get it. Too bad I don't have a brother doing that. It's a shame. I'll do it for you. There we go.
I'll do it for you. Next guy, you bring him to my studio apartment, and I'll be like, do you even know Kay's birthday?
All right. What's next? Paradise. We got the same
Paradise,
one.
We both said Ariel, which hurts my heart.
I know.
To see her go off to that beach and find a new man, but. Yeah, I just see her there.
I do too.
She'll definitely go.
I do too. She's gonna be fun. She has the personality. I think she'll clean up.
Right.
Hopefully not too much.
Along with the women. Right. Hopefully not too much. Have your fun now, Ariel. Then come back to me for some deli.
She's in Vegas. She was in Vegas this past weekend, and I was so jealous. Oh my God, she looks like she's having a great time. I love Vegas.
I couldn't watch.
I couldn't watch.
Cringe Harrison Award.
Okay, did you see the
I saw. I usually
credits.
I usually don't watch the post credits, and this week for whatever reason I watched it. It was like, so go on. You...
Right. So the post credits flash to Gabby and Zach back at their date talking about the maple syrup and the pancakes, and he was like, you know something I put on my pancakes? It's something that my grandmother did and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, what is it? He's like, mustard. Like yellow mustard on your pancakes.
She also guessed mayonnaise. And he was like, close. And you're like, what the fuck is it then? Right? yeah, mustard. It's bizarre. Like French's?
Yeah. Like a French's yellow mustard. And Gabby's like, I've never even had yellow mustard. Right. I think, again, she got another ick. I think Gabby's over this low-key, and it's just,
yeah.
I'm here at the end. Let me just stick it through, see what happens. Right. But I tried to come up with what it would taste like in my head.
I had the same exact thought. I kept being like, what is even the flavor profile? And it's like, I don't even know, right? Like, I it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
My dad puts ketchup on spaghetti, and that I'm like, okay, I don't think it's, I think that's kind of not delicious, but I can understand it.
Tomatoes?
You know, I couldn't understand as much as you couldn't. It was weird.
I hated that. What was yours?
We had another Zach showering scene. And
Why? We've
done so many of them this time. And I don't know. Maybe I didn't notice it last few times. No soap. So when they have him shower, he's just rubbing himself with water. Like, it's like the most bizarre. It's how a robot would shower.
Can't get the soap in the
in the circuit.
In the like the circuit.
In the mainframe. Yeah.
It's so weird. I don't know why they keep doing this. It's not like. He's like this sex symbol. Oh my God. We didn't actually. I'm changing. I'm adding another Cringe Harrison Award. Mainly
that?
So we can like quickly go back to it. Sean fucking Lowe.
Right. Yeah, we forgot to talk
about
this. Poor
man just keeps getting dragged back onto this show. And for
did
what?
Did he sign a 4-episode deal? Like, what is going on? And again, Zach, no friends, no family. I know we're going to see Zach's family another time, but like, no Bachelor contestant from your season? Like, there's nothing?
Nothing.
No. So they bring in Sean Lowe, and it's like, and he's even like, it just is bizarre.
It feels weird. Like, when Sean came up to the door and they hugged, it looked like they had met for the first time.
Right. It was two people who Zoomed a couple times meeting for the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. And he's just, poor Sean, just getting paid to give a fuck about what Zach is saying and about the franchise still, like, 10 years later.
Sean goes, I was had the same problem. Had four great women. Like, I would understand how that'd be a problem in his marriage where, like, you have to, like, acknowledge I liked all four. Like, it's not a good memory. Like, his wife is watching at home like,
great.
Good job, Sean. Yeah, I love that you like four. Yeah, bring up the four women you like. Do you follow them on Instagram?
That would be a trigger for me.
Right.
If he kept, like, after like 8 or 10 years, however long they've been together, if he's still going on this show and talking about how he had multiple women, like, I'd be like,
I had four great ones too. He should say, I had one great one and three other women who were nice. Like, he didn't even say it the way that, you know.
No.
It was a little, I just don't get it.
I don't either.
Every other person has someone show up that's like hometown-ish, college buddies, friends, Zach.
Or just like
nobody.
You know they have a relationship. Maybe somebody from a past season, like.
Right.
I don't know who he hangs out with. I couldn't even give you an example.
No. Who won the week?
Katie. She nailed it.
Katie,
loved
agree.
That they like did the whole thing and went grocery shopping, lived the life.
It's so interesting. Like, you're like, oh, you just moved to a town. You don't know anything about the town. It'd be weird to show them the town. Let's move in. And you're like, wow, great idea. Just made a tough situation into like the best date you could have had. And so then we go over the, you know, so speak on next week. Was there, I don't know, the women tell all, it just seemed like they got
or
a lot
more,
to say.
Yeah, tomorrow. So it's going to be interesting. It does seem like they have a lot to say, like exactly what you just brought up. I'm excited to see what drama has gone on amongst the women because they have been watching the season at this point. Like this was filmed, you know, 2 weeks ago, something like that. So they've been watching this whole time and they know it's a different perspective when you watch on TV than when you're recording. And so they're seeing like, oh, this person said this about me. This person said that about me. This is what Zach said about me. Seeing it.
Totally agree. The one that I was surprised had like a moment. She had more speaking in the commercial than she did the whole time is Jess.
Oh, I know.
Right. And you go, oh, so she's coming with, you know, with some.
Coming in hot. She is a big TikToker. She's on TikTok making TikToks about.
Really?
The Bachelor. Oh, yeah.
She showed the opposite of a personality on this show. And now she's on TikTok. This is where TikTok annoys me. Like you. You could be like a zero and you just do it every day and you're like, oh, yeah, I'm doing the same thing other people do on TikTok and now I have a billion. I don't know. It's a weird world. But we'll be back tomorrow, right? We'll be back with the women tell all and that's
we'll
it
see
for
what
us.
Happens, and we'll see what happens next week. I'm not sure if they're doing two episodes or not for Fantasy Suites. And I guess it's. After the final rose. Is there a Fantasy Suites and then? I've done this like for 5 years, 6 years, and I can't fucking remember.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. Tonight, things will become more clear.
All right. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, you can follow us on Instagram at The Bachelor, on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. You can follow me at K York City.
And I'm at Jared Free.
See you tomorrow.
Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales-Picot, and Rebecca Sausmacat.
Editing by Jorge Morales-Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Allie Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.